No, it cannot be done. It cannot be done. Here on the shore of the final sea, our windows open on unreality. The bitter rubric of the sinking sun, ne plus ultra. This is the western edge of the established world. The ocean wall beyond which none may pass. To pass would lead to nothing at all.
It can be done. Wise men have proved the world is round. Follow the sun to the west, and you are bound to come on unknown lands which know the sun. Westward, westward! Legendary isles call our ships to sea, and who knows where we shall come to port. We know, we know, we know there is something there.
Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
Madman.
Well, not a madman, my friend, but an imposter.
What's he doing in Portugal? Where did he come from, anyway?
He comes from God knows where.
Very shady customer.
Think of him going to the king.
Well, hell, the king wouldn't take any nonsense.
Nonsense isn't the word for it. That man's schemes are lunacy.
Neither of you ever seen him?
I've seen him. He's dangerous.
I've seen him. He's deep. Here in Lisbon, I saw him one time in a bookshop, taking down notes when he thought no one was looking. His hair's going grey. He's got a hooky nose.
And a mad look in his eye. Time I saw him, he couldn't stop talking. Went on and on and on about his land in the west. Land in the west. You'd have thought you were listening to a drunken sailor. That's the kind of talk you hear in the taverns on the quay.
Have you seen it? With my own eyes, I seen it.
Go on, Pedro, have another drink.
It was when we was back in Madeira. On certain days in Madeira, you can see high land to the west.
Aye, when you've been drinking.
Right there. I see things too, on the island of Graciosa.
Lay off it, the pair of you.
There were two corpses washed up onto the beach. Must have drifted in from the west. Wide cheekbones they had and a yellow skin.
Why,
you know what I see? We were sailing up the Azores and we picked up a piece of wood. Carved wood it was, with queer figures on it. Not like or any of us have met.
Tell with all these stories. I suppose you'll be telling me next you believe in Atlantis. And all them other places, Zipangu.
Antilia. Sure, I believe in them, surely. Why, man, don't you find them marked in our ship's tin chart?
Aye, that's right. Antilia and Zipangu. Aye, and Vineland in High Brazil. And the Isle of the Seven Cities.
And the Fortunate Islands where no one grows old.
And the Islands of the Dog-Headed Men. and the men with only one eye. High Brazil.
The Fortunate Islands.
Japan.
Antilia. Atlantis.
The kind of talk you hear from drunken sailors. What right have these damn foreigners to think they can come to Lisbon and sell us something for nothing? Sell us a midsummer dream of land in the west, or a western route to Asia. I wish the fellows would get out of Portugal.
Well, they say that he's got out already. To escape arrest, so they say.
Oh, that's good news. Where'll he go to?
Spain, presumably. Same old story. Work away like a mole till he gets a royal audience. In Spain, that'll take some time. Then he'll go to the king or the queen or both, tell them that he knows for certain, mark what I say, for certain, that if they give him a ship, he'll sail her west, discover islands and mainlands in the ocean sea.
Well, the Spanish court won't believe that.
Haven't the money if they did. Far too busy fighting the Moors of Granada.
If Columbus goes to Spain, they'll probably put him in jail.
God knows where they'll put him. The man's no place in a modern community. He's no place and he's no future.
No future. He has no future at all.
No future at all.
What is it, Brother Pedro?
There is a man at the gate. Am I to let him come in?
You know our rules, Brother Pedro. Admit all strangers who ask for shelter.
Yes, but this man is different. One ought to be careful these days. Before I joined the Order of St. Francis, I was, as you know, a soldier. I know a dangerous man when I see one.
So do I, Brother Pedro. You forget I've lived many years in the court. What kind of a man is this dangerous stranger?
He's in rags and covered with dust. He looks like a beggar, except for his manner. He looks very tired, except for his eyes.
Go and admit him at once.
But Father Prior, he may be a thief or a murderer here at La Rábida. They sneak over here, over the frontier from Portugal.
I do not care if he is a thief or a murderer. Our holy founder would not have cared either. Go and admit him at once.
Yes, Father Prior.
And bring him in here. I like to meet dangerous men.
This way, senor. This is the prior of our monastery, the Reverend Juan Perez.
Welcome, my son. Welcome to La Rábida. May I ask your name?
I am a man from nowhere. They call me Christopher Columbus. My trade is the sea. I'm a stranger in Spain. A voice crying in the wilderness. I knock at the doors of kings to offer them an empire. But since they refuse it, I beg my bread.
Brother Pedro, kindly go to the refectory, fetch some food and some wine for Senor Columbus.
Yes, Father Prior.
Now, my son, if you will sit here. You are tired? You have come a long way?
I have come a long way. It is only the beginning.
You say your trade is the sea. Where did you learn it?
At the age of 10 in Genoa. I come of a family of wool weavers and tapsters, but God gave me a feeling for ships.
So you are a native of Genoa?
I am a native of the kingdom of God.
Here in La Rábida we know about ships. We are only a couple of miles from the port of Palos.
Palos. That looks west.
Yes, they sail from there down the coast of Africa.
Father Prior, here's the food and wine.
I am not hungry, Father Prior.
But surely... When did you last eat?
This morning, I think. Or maybe yesterday. But I have no hunger for bread or meat. Only a hunger for talk.
That can be easily satisfied. Brother Pedro, go to Brother Antonio. Tell him we have a guest who shares his interests. Ask him to join us.
Yes, Father Frank.
Antonio de Marchena. You will like him. He knows about astrology and cosmography. And Brother Pedro, tell him to bring his charts. His charts and the Mappa Mundi.
Yes, Father Prior.
Charts. The charts are all wrong. Except maybe Toscanelli's.
Who did you say?
No matter. It was a map I saw in Lisbon, but I knew it before. I knew it all in my blood.
Here is Brother Antonio.
Oh, come in, Brother Antonio. This is our guest, Senor Christopher Columbus.
I am happy to meet you, Senor.
You are a cosmographer?
It is my amusement.
You know the world is round.
There are learned men, eccentrics, who don't admit it.
But you admit it.
Certainly.
Good. Then listen to me.
A man will be talking all night.
Brother Pedro, it is time you returned to your duties.
Yes, Father Prior.
Right. The world is round. That is point one. Point two, Brother Antonio, is this. You know that in order to reach Asia, people till now have gone to the east.
How else would they go, my son?
They would turn their backs on Europe and sail to the west. And if the world is round, that would bring them to Asia.
That may be so. No one would dare to try it and sail beneath the earth.
I would dare.
Has it occurred to you, Senor, that if you did sail out to the west, there might be other lands between here and Asia?
Yes. There is Cipangu.
Cipangu? A story of Marco Polo's.
I myself, Father Prior, believe Marco Polo. I know he did not visit Cipangu himself, but his evidence for it is good. He says there are many islands in the sea to the east of Asia. 7,000 islands.
7,440.
7,000 islands that have never heard of Christ.
They will hear of him soon.
Why do you think so?
My name is Christopher. That is the bearer of Christ. My name is Columbus. That is the dove. You remember the dove of Noah? It flew across the waters bearing a branch of olives.
So you want to carry Christ to the unknown world?
That is my mission.
You cannot do that alone. You will need material things. You will need official support. And I fear you will meet with a refusal.
I have met with refusals already. I have been refused by kings.
What kings, my son?
Portugal. Portugal refused me.
So now you are trying Spain?
Spain, England, France, anyone who will have me.
Spain, I fear, will be the same as Portugal. They will refuse you too.
And that is not certain, Brother Antonio. Our Queen Isabella has faith.
Yes, she has faith, but her treasury is empty. Besides, our king, Ferdinand, he likes to be sure of his returns.
Speak softly, Brother Antonio. Yes, Senor, it is true. The state treasuries are empty. The war with the Moors is still going on. God knows when it will end. Aragon and Castile are drained of money and blood. Our first business is to take Granada, to purge our land of the sign of the crescent. And we cannot run after the moon while the earth is in chaos. You are impatient, my son, to find new worlds. But before we do that, we must put the old in order.
My new world, Father Prior, might help the old.
My son, you are younger than I am. You must forgive me if in my old age my vision is narrower than yours. All I can see is Europe, and that is enough. Quarrels within the state and quarrels without, and above all the threat of the false gods. It is only 30 years since Constantinople, the second pillar of Christendom, fell to the infidel. You would not remember that personally.
I remember all things personally. All that has happened to man since the fall of Adam.
And you know why Adam fell? Because he had eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge. The forbidden tree that gives men fancies, that makes them cry for the moon. You yourself, my son, the taste of that fruit is strong in your mouth.
Father Prior.
What is it, Brother Antonio? I thought you were falling asleep.
I've never been less asleep in my life. It is this map. There.
What are you doing? Why have you torn it up?
Because it is wrong. It is a lie.
It is your own map. Didn't you make it yourself?
I made it myself, and it's wrong. This man has proved it is wrong. Senor Columbus, I thank you. My map ended on the shore of Europe, but you have shown me the truth. The shore of Europe was the end of the world, but from this day on, the world is endless. I shall make a new map tomorrow.
Senor Columbus, you seem to have made an impression on Brother Antonio. That is something unusual. Brother Antonio, do you really believe that Senor Columbus, or anyone else for that matter, could sail out west from Europe and come to land?
I would not have believed it before tonight, but now I do, Father Prior. Now I do.
In that case, we must see what can be done. Senor Columbus, you do not know it, but I have the ear of the Queen. For many years, I was her father confessor.
Then you will send me to the Queen.
Not so fast, my son. Their Catholic majesties are not so easy to approach. The Queen's confessor now is Hernando de Talavera. I will give you an introduction to Talavera.
And there he had better be careful.
That is true. I must warn you. Talavera is a holy man, but he is not like myself or Brother Antonio here. You, my son, have a strange manner of speaking. So be careful when you meet Talavera. Pride is something he hates. You must approach him with proper humility. Explain your scheme to him in moderate language.
I will tell Talavera the truth. That is all he can ask for.
Perhaps it is more than he asks for.
Yes, my son. Talavera, he has no interest in knowledge for itself. He has no interest in worldly glory. He is a servant of God. He may very possibly think your scheme is mad. And what is worse, he may think it sacrilegious.
That is all right. I will quote in the Bible. Where can I find him?
He is at the moment in Cordoba. I'll send you there in a few days' time. It is a short journey.
I would call it a long one.
Finding his way by starts and gleams, plotting imponderable schemes, a haggard pilgrim drunk with dreams, he plods the dusty land of Spain to call upon the indifferent court, on priests and nobles for support. But he will call in vain. In vain.
The man the populace despise, there is a flame that never dies upon the altars of his eyes. He will not break, he will not bend. His hands are tied by church and state. He runs the gauntlet of the great, but he shall conquer in the end.
It is
true,
now the game is beginning. Now I am on the move. Whether they want to or not, they will have to listen. I am Christopher, the bearer of Christ. I am the dove that travels the world, and the words that I speak are the words that I hear, and the words that I hear are the words of God. I am the last apostle. Let them give me a ship, and I will carry Christ to the world that no one knows. I will remake the maps, and I will remake the destinies of the human race. Give me a ship, and I will pass the gates of the West and build a bridge across the future. Look out there. All you see is a waste of waters, the heaving bosom of the indifferent childless sea, the drunken marble of the toppling wave, the edge of the horizon, or the explosive filigree of spindrift. That is all you see, but I see so much more. In my hand I hold the key of the West. I have come to Spain with that key in my hand. I shall open my hand to the powers of Spain and say, do you see this? This is the key to glory, the key to a new world. Will you allow me to use it? That is what I shall say to the powers of Spain, and whether they want to or not, they will have to listen.
Fray Hernando de Talavera, Fuente Jerónimo, confessor to Her Catholic Majesty, Bishop
of Harina. The Lord Bishop is granting an audience to an unknown person, one Christopher Columbus.
Senor Columbus, I cannot really think that you are serious. You come to me here out of nowhere, a foreigner with no credentials, and you ask me to procure you an audience with Her Catholic Majesty herself. Her Majesty Queen Isabella of Spain is busy with the war with the Moors. She has other things to think of than a wild goose chase after something that does not exist. You have not, Senor, given me a single ground to think your proposals feasible. I admit you have quoted the Holy Scriptures to me. Perhaps I ought to remind you of the saying that the devil can quote Scripture to his purpose. Your language, Senor, has been immoderate. However, I cannot recommend you to the Queen, but seeing that you are adrift in Spain, I will give you a letter to one of the grandees of Andalusia, the Duke of Medina Sidonia.
The Most Excellent Senor Don Enrique de Guzman, Duke of Medina Sidonia, Count of Niebla, and Senor of San Luca de Barrameda.
Senor Columbus, I have listened to your project with the utmost attention. It has, I may say, the charm of novelty. At the same time, it takes me back to my youth. I remember when I had dreams like that myself. However, Senor, I am a busy man. Running my own estates takes me all my time. If you want someone who likes adventure and might have more time to discuss this matter, I will give you a letter to my peer, the Duke of Medina Celi, whose exploits you will have heard of against the Moors.
The Most Excellent Senor Don Luis de la Cerda, Duke of Medina Celi, Count of Puerto de Santa Maria, Senor of Cogoludo, of Quebrallion, of Benvibre, Castro Balcon, and of La Peña de Valdeña.
Senor Columbus, I am a man of action. What you have told me sounds like a fairy story, but it stirs my blood. If it were not for this war with the Moors, I would be half inclined. But, apart from that, even a Spanish grandee could not espouse your cause without the royal authority. I know that you want to go direct to the Queen, but that is quite impossible. For myself, I should be pleased to offer you hospitality. Stay in my household as long as you wish. If you will only be patient, I will, in due time, when circumstances permit, give you a letter to the man who, after their majesties themselves, is the greatest power in Aragon or Castile. I mean, Mendoza himself, the Grand Cardinal of Spain.
Don Pedro González de Mendoza, Archbishop of Seville.
Now, Senor Columbus, you have come to me from the Duke of Medina Celi, in whose household you have stayed 2 years. You were sent to him by the Duke of Medina Sidonia, to whom you were sent by Hernando de Talavera, to whom you were sent by the prior of La Rábida. Now, where is all this leading you?
I hope, my lord, to the Queen.
You have a sanguine temperament. Now, I have here a letter about you from the Queen's confessor, the most reverend Hernando de Talavera. You have not seen him, I take it, for 2 years.
He writes to support my cause?
He writes to tell me you are mad. Now, Talavera is the Queen's confessor. She pays great attention to all that he says. It is a pity you have set him against you.
Very well. If Spain will not have me, I will go to France or England.
A moment, Senor. Talavera is powerful. So am I, Senor Columbus. I will arrange you an audience with the Queen.
Who is that fellow sitting in the anteroom?
Sitting? He's been walking up and down the carpet like a caged tiger. He's waiting to see the Queen.
See the Queen? Well, who is he? He looks no better than us.
One of those mad foreigners. You ought to have heard how he spoke to me. But right through me as if I were a sieve. I only hope Her Majesty keeps him waiting.
He'll be kept waiting, all right. She's busy with the Marquesa.
Marquesa de Moya?
Who else? She's the only woman she trusts.
Your Majesty.
What is it now, my friend?
May I not stay for this interview?
I have told you once. You may not.
But this man Columbus, my husband has been talking to Diego de Deza, and Deza had been talking to the Cardinal of Spain.
You, all of you, talk too much.
But this man Columbus seems a phenomenon.
My father confessor tells me he's a menace.
Diego de Deza, so my husband says, thinks that your scheme is possible. If that is so, and if you would further it, think what you would be doing for Spain.
I hope God will forgive me if I say I have done certain things for Spain already. Put down faction and cleaned out heresy, reunited the country, restored our old universities, revived the arts and humanities. If I can only also defeat the Moors, I shall not feel ashamed.
No, Your Majesty. But
what?
But look at Portugal. Look how the Portuguese explored the coasts of Africa and took it all for themselves. Why shouldn't we do something like that?
Africa, my dear friend, happened to exist. If you sail along a coast, you can be sure that you will discover something. What Senor Columbus asks is a very different matter.
But it is much more exciting.
We do not make our decisions on grounds of excitement. My friend, I shall see this man now. I must ask you to go next door. Go and practice your instrument.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Down in the kingdom of Granada, our soldiers are fighting.
Thank you. can he be like? Perhaps if I just creep over. Perhaps if I listen at the door. Very dishonorable of me.
On mere possibility.
Sorry,
that is Columbus now. Perhaps if I open it, just the tiniest chink, I must just see what he's like.
Your Majesty, I must beg leave to correct you.
God preserve us.
You use the word possibility, what I am proposing as a certainty.
God, in his mercy, protect us. So, that is Christopher Columbus, the man who corrects Isabella.
Down in the kingdom of Granada, the cavaliers and the hidalgos are driving the cattle of the moors.
Señor Columbus, we, Isabella, Queen of Castile and Aragon, have listened to all you say. And we would suggest to you, Señor, a greater discretion of speech. It is not the custom in Spain to contradict the throne. But for this one time, we will pass that over. Now, Señor, we will speak to you openly. Our father confessor told us you were mad. But your words have stirred our fancy. You ask us to give you a ship and to authorize you to sail to the end of the world. You ask us to send you out into an ocean of guesswork.
Give me a ship, and you need not guess any more. Only give me a ship.
Matters like this, Senor, are not decided in a word. We shall have to consult our partner on the throne, who is at this moment attacking Granada. Apart from that, we shall have to consult the authorities.
Who are they, Your Majesty?
Senor, we ask you again to remember to whom you are speaking. We are not accustomed to be interrupted and questioned. By the authorities, we mean an assemblage of learned men, with knowledge of the world and of books, with knowledge of the soul and of God. What you propose may be factually impossible. It may also be morally wrong. These two points must be decided. I will refer them to a royal commission consisting of wise men and fathers of the church. They shall decide whether you are right. They shall decide whether there is land in the West.
But how can they know? How can they know I am wrong until I have proved myself right? How can they know what there is in the West while the West is still uncharted? Here am I. Give me a ship. Let me go to the West, and then let them prove me wrong.
We did not say they will prove you wrong. We hope ourselves they will not. But we will not undertake this thing without their authority.
Authority, authority, authority. To go out into the desert.
He had the authority of God.
Yes, Your Majesty, but I dare swear he did not have to wait for the learned men to niggle over their books and mumble into their beards before he set out on the path that he knew was his.
Senor, you forget yourself. We, Isabella, Queen of Castile and Aragon, have told you what we will do. We will call a royal commission. That is all, Senor. Now you will leave our presence.
Your Majesty?
You may stop making music now. Your Senor Columbus has gone.
Oh, he was wonderful.
How do you know he was wonderful? The ladies of my court do not listen at doors.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I only listened for a minute. Are you going to give him your support?
I am appointing a royal commission. I shall make Talavera its president.
Talavera? But he hates him.
Talavera is impartial.
The commission will meet in Salamanca, in the monastery of St. Stephen.
Silence in the court of the commission. Fathers of the church, doctors of the law, and masters of letters, as president of this commission, appointed by Her Catholic Majesty Queen Isabella to investigate the case of Christopher Columbus, I here and now, after 3 days' session on this subject, consider that the time has come to make our decision. If anyone here present wants any further discussion...
Yeah, no, we don't.
We've heard enough already.
Enough and more than enough.
Order in the court. Does anyone here present want any further discussion?
Yeah, I do, my Lord Mister.
It seems our learned brother, Diego de Deza, wants some more discussion.
No, no, no. No more discussion.
What are your grounds, Senor, for holding up our verdict?
My grounds, my Lord President, are these. We have now been in session 3 days debating the proposals of Christopher Columbus. 3 days, one would have thought, were enough.
They are enough.
Enough and more than enough.
They would have been had you had open minds and kept to the point in debate. But you have done no such thing. I regret very much, my Lord President, in such a distinguished gathering, to have to lodge a complaint of emotional prejudice.
Sit down, Cardinal!
The applicant to our commission, Senor Christopher Columbus, has come before us with a perfectly serious proposal.
Perfectly serious!
This proposal merits our gravest consideration, and that for a number of reasons.
But that's why!
But one reason, my brother, is this. That if what Senor Columbus says be true...
Order in the court. Let our fellow commissioner proceed.
If what he says be true, then we should give him our aid. Because if his project succeeds...
Away with all these ifs. If he fails, he will make us a laughing stock.
Why take failure for granted? And why be afraid of laughter? The thing, after all, is possible. We admit that the world is a sphere.
No, we don't. We don't admit any such thing.
Well, I appeal to you, my Lord President. I thought it had been agreed that the world is a sphere.
No, Senor. The question whether the world is a sphere is still, it would seem, open to dispute. In the present discussion, however, this question is irrelevant.
Oh, I beg your pardon, my Lord, but it is not in the least irrelevant. If the world is a sphere...
It's not round.
It is round.
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 It is round. But Columbus is mad all the same.
Columbus is mad anyway.
Order in the court. Brother Diego de Deza, we cannot hold up these proceedings for one dissentient. I therefore propose, without further ado, seeing that no one has anything further to say...
I have something to say!
You have said your piece, Senor Columbus. Further remarks from you would be out of order. Gentlemen of the commission, the question before you is twofold. Senor Columbus has come before this court to expound a certain theory and make a certain proposal. We have to decide whether his theory is true. And if it is true, whether his proposal is practical. Previous to your decision, I propose to summarize the evidence.
Oh, is that necessary, my Lord President?
It may not be necessary, Senor. It is the custom. Senor Christopher Columbus, will you oblige me by standing on the rostrum?
The man is all a quiver.
He knows what's coming.
Thank you, Senor. Christopher Columbus, citizen of Genoa.
I am not a citizen of Genoa.
You are not a citizen of Spain. You are not a citizen of Portugal. A man must have some country.
My country, my lord, is the future.
The future?
That's what he's doing here.
Order in the court.
I would remind the commissioners of their dignity. Christopher Columbus, you have told us your theory, and you have explained to us your project. In my opinion, but I do not know whether the commission will agree with me, in my opinion, your theory is downright false. Your theory is contrary to common sense. Your theory is contrary to reason. Your theory is contrary to holy writ and the accepted doctrines of the church. Many commissioners have made that point. They have quoted the scriptures to disprove you. They have quoted the Christian fathers. They have quoted Saint Lactantius and Saint Augustine. They have quoted the law and the prophets.
Prophets? What do they know about prophets? What do you, my Lord President, know about prophets?
Silence, Senor.
Have I not quoted you back the prophet Isaiah? Have I not quoted you back the prophet Ezra? Have I not told you the words that I hear myself in the night? Still small voice of Almighty God Himself.
Senor Columbus, I call you to order. What you have just said is not only contempt of court, what you have said is blasphemy.
That's right, blasphemy.
Give it to the Inquisition.
Order in the court. Christopher Columbus, what you have just said precludes further debate. You have stood here before this royal commission, consisting of learned men and dignitaries of the church. You have stood here and thrown God in our teeth. This being so, Senor, my patience is now at an end.
And so is mine, my lord. You and your royal commission, for 3 days, you have balked the issue. 3 days of prevarication and obscuration. 3 days of the closed mind and the blind tongue. I have heard the opinions of your learned body. They are like so many dead leaves blown hither and thither in an endless maze of ancient ignorance and prejudice. And a labyrinth of lies.
Order in the court. My fellow commissioners, I am not surprised this time at your loss of control. This man has convicted himself out of his own mouth as either a willful heretic or a madman. There is no need for me to conclude my summary. This man has asked us for our official approval. There is only one answer to give.
No! 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 No!
Broken the golden bowl and gone the morning dream. No one can now redeem the desolated soul. Alone he toils along a never-ending street where all his hopes are wrong and all his life defeat.
Wine there. More wine.
Oh, not so fast, fellow. How many hours?
What have I got? You both had a skinful already.
No.
Now, why can't you behave? Why can't you be decent and quiet, like the gentleman over in the corner?
Because we ain't gentlemen. What's that fellow in the corner anyway? I've seen him before someplace.
Yeah, he looks a bit crazy to me.
He's a man that comes down in the world. He was news one time, used to be received by the nobility.
Oh, fancy that, no. Look at his ragged clothes.
Boy, well, let's go and give him a drink.
No, don't you go near him. Touch him.
Oh, you can't frighten us. What's his name?
Senor Columbus.
Hey, you, senor. Senor Columbus, you want a drink with us?
Leave him alone.
Oh, maybe he's deaf. Drink, senor. Drink. Look, we want you to drink with us.
You want me to drink with you?
That's right. You're out, Senor Columbus.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What are you thinking about, senor? Remembering something?
Oh, my friend, I'm forgetting something.
Oh, that's a good one. Forgetting something. See, have another drink if you want to forget. Have another drink and forget the whole world.
I forget the whole world. Will do if I forget just half of it.
Half of it? He must mean women.
No, my friend, I don't mean women. There is one woman I love, but she is easy to forget.
Oh, they all are. They all are.
When you have seen someone, then you can forget them. But what you have never seen, that's what sticks in your mind.
Huh? I don't tumble to that.
I don't understand what you mean. Look at it like this. You know what it is to be homesick?
I've never been away from my home.
Makes no difference. Maybe you've been homesick for the home you never had.
That makes no sense neither.
Oh, yes, it does. Go and look at the sunset when the sky is a lather of crimson and coral and the bulging sun, overripe with knowledge, glides back into the womb of the sea. Don't you feel as you're watching a sink? Don't you feel an envy of the sun? It is so easy for him to travel out to the west and see what none of us have seen.
You want to be like the sun? Well, if that's so, you've no right to be here. I mean, what are you doing sitting here in the corner? The sun don't sit in no corners. Always moving, the sun is. Always moving.
Always moving. You're quite right, my friend. Yes, you're right. It's time for me to move on.
Hey, what's the hurry? Oh, I didn't mean it serious. Sit down, senor. Have another drink.
No, you've taught me my lesson. Now I must leave you.
Oh, it's too late to travel this time of night.
Never too late to travel.
But where in God's name are you going?
Going out of this country. I'm shaking the dust of Spain from my feet. I'm going where men will know who I am. But first, I must call at Cordoba.
Cordoba? I know a woman in Cordoba.
So do I. That's why I'm going there. Beatriz Enriquez. I have to say goodbye to her.
So she's expecting you?
No, she's not. Why should she be? I haven't seen her for years. She does not expect me back.
Oh,
seen a ghost?
He's come back, Doña Beatrice. He's here.
Who has come back? You do not mean...
Yes. Doña Beatrice, Señor Columbus. He arrived in Cordoba this morning.
Where is he now?
Here, Doña Beatrice, here. Go to the window. He is down in the patio, sitting on the edge of the fountain. Oh, go to the window and see him. Or shall I tell him to come up?
Tell him nothing. Leave me alone. Get back to your room and stay there.
Yes, Doña Beatrice.
Now, softly, softly. Now there is no one in the patio. I cannot see for the sun, and the leaves, the shadows of leaves, the net of shadow and dazzle. Would that be him sitting on the edge of the fountain? Or is that a shadow too? If I shade my eyes with my hand. Yes, it is. It is. How grey his hair is. It is so like him to come and sit in the patio when he knows I must be here. Softly, Beatrice. Do not cry out. He must not see you. No, you must take your cloak and slip away. What right has he after these years to come back into my life like a burning ghost and sit on the edge of my fountain, troubling the water with a stick, teasing the carp? What right has this man who is always passing through, passing by and beyond, to turn again and knock at a door that is overgrown with ivy? No, I will take my cloak. I will close my lips. Once and for all, I will.
Beatrice! Beatrice, is that you?
Why have you come back?
To say goodbye.
You said goodbye to me before, when you left me to go to Salamanca. When you left me to go before the Royal Commission.
Don't mention that. All that is ancient history. May I come up?
No, you had better not. What is the use? When you come on a visit, the light is always behind you. The shadow of your departure crosses the door before you. I'm too tired, Christopher. Where are you going this time?
I'm on my way out of Spain. I'm looking for a country where men have faith and where their rulers have vision.
No one has more vision or faith than Isabella.
Don't talk to me about your Queen Isabella. All you Spaniards have betrayed me. Your queen is afraid of her confessor, Talavera. Your king thinks only of himself. Your court is a circus of knaves and fools, of short-sighted bigots and long-fingered thieves. May I come up now?
I told you it is no use. So, you are leaving Spain? By land or sea?
By sea, from Palos. I shall call on the way at La Rábida to say goodbye to Prior Juan Perez. Now, Beatrice, since you will not let me come up, I will take this rose from your patio, and I will be on my way.
Christopher, wait. Wait. You have no right to take a rose from my patio. You have no right to come here at all. But now you have come. You cannot leave me like that. Yes, you had better come up before you go to La Rábida.
So, my son, you are leaving Spain.
I am leaving Spain for good.
That is a great mistake. Haven't you heard the news?
What news, Father Prior?
Granada is about to capitulate. The war with the Moors is finished.
Praise be God for that. All the same, I'm leaving this country.
In spite of the fall of Granada?
How can that affect me?
Don't be so foolish, my son. I know your sojourn in Spain has been long and hard and disappointing. But now Spain will be different. The victory over the Moors is a great one. A new life will come into this people. There is no telling what they may undertake that before they would not have dreamt of. No, my son, do not be stubborn. Granada is about to surrender. Take a horse, the best horse that you can, and ride to Granada at once. Wait for the queen when she enters Granada. Press your suit while the moment is ripe. Ride to Granada at once. Ride to Granada.
On the top of this turret, the whole of the city of Granada is a sea of sound and color. Brass and brocades, jewels and banners, the plumes of the knights like spray when the sun is dancing on the sea. The royal procession is winding through the resounding streets. Ferdinand in silver and gold, Isabella in diamonds. The sunlight catches in her auburn hair, and her horse's trappings reach to the ground. Yes, I can see it all, but I cannot take it in. This is the end of our 10 years' war. This is the end of the Moorish occupation. The end of a number of things. The beginning of many more. The whole town is drunk with drums and trumpets. The eyes of all the world are fixed upon Granada. Yes, I can see it all.
And I, too, I can see it all. The cavalcade of those who have won Granada, of those who have failed Columbus. Here I stand, unmarked among the goggling crowd, in the shimmer of silks and the clamor of bronze, and I alone have no feeling of triumph. Or rather, I have, but it is not enough. I must go to the queen and tell her it is not enough. I can imagine a greater day than this, a greater conquest. I see the banners of Castile and of Christ carried in triumph, entering nobler gates than the gates of Granada. I mean the gates of the West. I must go to the queen at once and point across the sea to those invisible gates and open my hand thus and say, Your Majesty, here is the key. Only give me a ship.
Give me a ship, Your Majesty. Give me a ship. Need we delay any longer?
We shall not delay any longer. Your project, Senor Columbus, your proposed voyage of discovery, now that our hands are no longer tied by the Moors, excites our warmest interest. What we propose is this. We shall appoint another royal commission. What is wrong, Senor?
If you appoint another royal commission, I might as well jump off the top of the Alhambra.
Control your impatience, Senor. This is a great, a momentous undertaking. It has to be begun under the proper auspices.
And who, may I ask, Your Majesty? I ask it with all humility. Who is to be the president of this commission?
The commission will be on the same basis as before. Its president will be the same as before.
You mean Talavera? In that case...
A moment, Senor. It is several years now since you appeared before him. At that time, your conduct before the court was such as to excite his displeasure.
As to excite his hatred.
Our father confessor does not hate. He is a saintly character. However, it is true that he can be provoked. Therefore, Senor Columbus, we would remind you to exercise discretion. You are going before this commission with our own recommendation. All you need do is to be discreet. Rate your demands.
Senor Columbus, as president of this commission called by royal demand to authorize your voyage into the Western Ocean, it is my duty to tell you that our body, if it is to sanction your undertaking, can only give its sanction on certain terms.
Thank you, my Lord President. I have terms of my own.
Indeed, Senor. What are they?
My Lord President, members of the Commission, if I undertake this voyage of discovery, I demand in return...
You demand, Senor?
I demand in return the following things as my right. First, the position of Viceroy and Governor General over all islands and continents that I discover.
Viceroy and Governor General?
And further, I demand to be appointed Admiral of the Western Ocean. And further, I demand a tenth part of all the treasure, pearls, diamonds, silver, spices, gold, that shall be found in the lands that I discover.
Gambling is tricky.
He's mad.
And further, I demand exclusive ownership of 1/8 part of all the lands discovered, and 1/8 part of all the revenues therefrom. And further...
That is enough, Senor.
Further, I tell you, I demand that all these rights and dignities and titles shall be, by royal charter, made hereditary, confirmed to my descendants from firstborn to firstborn.
Is that all, Senor Columbus?
That is all, my Lord President.
Very good, Senor. I think the Commission will agree with me that these demands are absurd. Unless you withdraw them, one and all, we cannot sanction your enterprise.
I will not withdraw anything unless I am made Viceroy and Governor General of the lands that I have discovered, unless I am made Grand Admiral of the Ocean, unless you grant me every title I ask. I will not sail at all.
You won't sail at all?
I give you your last chance. Will you withdraw these demands?
No, I will not.
In that case, as president of this commission, I refuse you all further support.
That'll be the end of you, Senor Columbus.
You are wrong, Senor. Your royal commission for the second time has rejected me. I shall not trouble you again.
Well, thank God for that.
No, my very dear friends. I shall go over your heads. You are not the only people who count in Spain. There are some people who believe in me. I dare say you have heard of them. There is Don Andres de Cabrera, Marquis of Moya. There is Don Luis de Santangel, Chancellor of the Treasury. There is His Eminency the Cardinal, Don Pedro González de Mendoza. There is also Isabella of Castile.
Marquesa, what is the news from your husband?
He has been talking to Luis de Santangel. Santangel will loan you the money. If you wish to accept it.
Of course I wish to accept it.
His Majesty will not like it.
Listen, my dear friend. I am Queen of Castile in my own right.
if I decide to borrow money from my treasurer in order to further any particular project.
So you do want to help Columbus?
You knew that, surely. That man's ideas have kept me awake in the night. It is time for him to put them into action.
But what about Talavera? He thinks the whole scheme is unholy.
Even Talavera may be wrong. Mendoza thinks the opposite. His Majesty, I know, agrees with Talavera. Or rather, he doesn't think that the scheme is unholy. He merely thinks it a waste of time and money.
But Santangel, on the other hand, he has a head for business. He thinks that Columbus may bring you in millions.
Quite so. Opinion is divided. What do we do when opinion is divided in our court? We do, my dear Marquesa, what we want to. And Ferdinand will have to agree to it.
On this day, the 13th of April, in the year of our Lord, 1492, in the name of the Holy Trinity and eternal unity, we, Don Ferdinand and Doña Isabella, by the grace of God, King and Queen of Castile, León, Aragon...
They have given me all that I asked. Let Talavera laugh it off if he can. Admiral of the untraveled ocean, Viceroy of the unknown world. They have promised me 3 ships. I shall sail from Harlem.
That was the first act of Christopher Columbus by Louis MacNeice, with music by William Walton. Act 2 follows in about 4.5 minutes. The original 1942 radio broadcast of Christopher Columbus came live from the Corn Exchange in Bedford, with Laurence Olivier in the lead and the orchestra conducted by Adrian Bolt.
Nobody wants to sail with him. You can't blame him neither. No one in his senses would go on this here trip. When they get out west there, they'll topple off the world and go right over the edge.
So no one will sign on.
But hardly a dozen so far. And they 3 ships be small ones. The Santa Maria, she'd be biggest of 3, she'd be 200 tons or 230. Yeah, man, they'll never raise the crews. Not unless they open the jail.
They wouldn't do that, would they?
No knowing what they would do. All business be crazy.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Hearken to the royal proclamation. We, Don Ferdinand and Doña Isabella, by the grace of God, King and Queen of Castile, to all magistrates in our cities and towns, to all officers of the law and governors of the prisons, be it known to you that we have ordered Christopher Columbus to proceed to sea for the dispatch of certain business in our service. And insomuch as he has met with difficulty for this purpose in the raising the proper crews, we hereby proclaim an amnesty to all such persons at present in prison for the breaking the laws of this realm, as will consent to report at our port of Palos to man the 3 ships of the said Christopher Columbus.
Keep in line there, keep in the line. Who comes next?
I do, master.
Where are you from?
Prison in Seville.
What were you in for?
Robbery with violence.
Very good. Sign on at the key. Who comes next?
I do.
Where are you from?
Prison in Ronda.
What were you in for?
Coining false money.
Sign on at the key. Next. Where are you from?
Prison in Cabra.
What were you in for?
Murder.
Right. Sign on at the key. It looks as if we shall have a crew after all.
To sail the western sea, 3 lonely ships will leave this shore, and we shall see them nevermore.
Check these over. A third of hardtack.
Third of salted flour.
Wine, bacon, vinegar, oil. Yeah. Cheese, peas, beans. Yeah. Stockfish. Stockfish.
Stockfish.
Lentils, honey, raisins.
Yes.
Hoops, pitch, nails.
Yes.
Nets, hardware, tallow, oakum.
Three ships upon a hopeless quest to break the spell that binds the West. Three lonely ships will leave this shore, and we shall see them nevermore.
Signor Columbus.
What is it, Senor Pinzon?
All three ships are ready and seaworthy, laden and manned and ready to sail.
In that case, Senor Pinzon, in that case, we sail tomorrow.
Very good, Senor. Tomorrow.
Senor Columbus. Senor Columbus.
Why do you come in my presence without knocking?
I'm sorry, Senor. There is a lady outside.
Ask her to come in.
I will leave you then.
I will see you tomorrow, Senor Pinzon. Remember to check that matter of the biscuits.
1 pound of biscuits per man per day. 2 liters of wine per man per day. 2/3 of a pound. But it's not so easy. How can we possibly know how many days?
That, Senor, is irrelevant.
Very good, Senor. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Doña Beatriz Enriquez.
Leave me.
Beatriz.
I heard you were due south. I came on horseback from Cordoba.
That was a mistake, Beatriz.
I wouldn't have come, but I had something to tell you.
You cannot have anything new to tell me.
Yes, I have. Something entirely new. Or perhaps I should say to something very old. Old for the race of women, but new for me.
If you want me back, Beatrice.
I do not want you back, Samuel. I know you are going away forever. But then, you've always been away. When you and I were together in a locked room, you still were further away than the furthest planet.
If you know that, why have you come here now?
Because I have something to tell you.
Then for God's sake, tell me. I have no time to spare.
Oh, I cannot tell you. You have no imagination.
I have no imagination.
When are you sailing?
Tomorrow, early in the morning.
Then perhaps tonight.
Tonight I shall go to the monastery of La Rábida and spend the night on my knees.
You have good reason. Goodbye.
Beatrice.
If you are praying the whole night, you might say a prayer for me. Goodbye, Christopher. Goodbye.
Morning, Louis.
Aye, it is a fine morning. You'll be up early.
I want to be in at the deck.
Nah, so do all town, seemingly. Never seen such a crowd here.
Where be old madman himself, Captain Christopher Columbus?
On his way down from Rábida. They say as he spent the night a praying.
Reckon he had good need to, and all them other poor devils.
Ah, they spent nights in pot houses.
Better eat and drink for tomorrow's joy. Lord have mercy on all of them.
Hey, that'll be on now. Hey, look at yonder banner of Castile, the gold castle on the red ground.
Aye, and yon be friars of Francis. See their brown hoods in the clouds. Hey, who be those two fellas in front? Hey, one of them walking with great big strides, and the tall one are going along as if he were floating.
The tall one looks like old Juan Perez. Well, he be proud of the rabbit. The one that's striding must be Columbus himself.
We are Columbus himself. What's all the hurry? Hey, get me old Friar up to. He been sailing, surely.
What did he say? Come to you.
Friar, he been sailing, hey?
Friar of the Rabbit. He come to bless the ships.
O God, Lord of the heaven and earth and of the wide sea,
We humbly pray thee out of thy infinite mercy to bless and hallow these three ships sailing today from this port of Palos to a bourne which no man knows. Per Dominum.
Per Dominum. Exulte Domine, adiuvatus.
In the name of the Holy Trinity, weigh the anchor, aye, aye, captain, anchor, and to the captain, right hand.
Not a bad start, howsoever. Had a sail better than I thought. Pity the mean they got Latin sail.
Wind, you can go a lick, folks.
Ah, I got a lovely run off a fair wind. Pretty sight the next, surely. Wind filling out the sail with a red cross on each of them, and the sun shining on the gold trucks on the top. What be wrong with you?
They've taken away my man. He's on the Santa Maria. I'll never see him again.
I reckon you won't.
Don't say that, you fool. Stiff ships, ain't they? Look at their way.
I'll never see him again. I'll never see him again.
Wow, you're not the only one.
No. She's not the only one.
But you pardon, lady, I didn't see you. A lady like you ought to be in this crowd.
A lady like me oughtn't to be alive.
Hey, all this unhappiness. The white horses be happy enough. Hey, look at you leaping at this stern.
White horses? The horses of the sea. The horses of the sea are taking him away.
You don't look well, Signora. He ought to go home.
There is no point in my going home.
Yeah, any connection of yours sail on them ships?
He means husband or father or something.
No, my friend. Nothing like that. It is only someone I used to know. He's out there now on the poop of the Santa Maria. But he is not any connection of mine.
Then you're lucky. This poor creature here, look how she's a-crying of her eyes out.
Poor thing. I almost wish I could cry my eyes out, too. But that would be out of proportion. I can hardly see him now standing there in the stern. He thinks he knows where he's going. He will never know what he's leaving behind.
And what may be leaving behind?
Only a woman he does not love. Only that. And a child he will never know. On those ships they are singing, singing away in time to their work, singing away without ceasing as if this voyage would go on forever. And so it will. So it will. None of those ships will ever come back. And the man standing there on the poop, the father of my child-to-be, he too will never come back. Not in a month of parboiled days. Not in a year of pausing months. Not in an age of haunted years. He won't come back. He won't come back. And all they can do is sing.
Friday, August the 3rd, 1492. Set sail from the bar of Soltes in Palos at 8 o'clock and proceeded with a strong breeze till sunset. 15 leagues south, afterwards southwest and south by west, which is the direction of the Canaries. September the 6th, cleared from the Canaries and sailed due west. September the 9th, sailed this day 19 leagues, and determined to count less than the true number, that the crew might not be discouraged if the voyage should prove long. The sailors steered badly, causing the vessels to fall to leeward toward the northeast, for which the admiral reprimanded them repeatedly.
Told us I'd be dead. How can I sell that?
Right.
What do we think we are? Damn galley slaves. That's what he thinks we are.
Sooner be back in prison.
Know what I think? I think he's mad.
Reckon you're right. I'll tell you what I saw. Only last night it was. I were on watching the bits, and there he were, a-standing up on the foreign castle, standing up there like a statue up on a church. And talking to himself, he was. Face didn't seem to move, but he were a-talking to himself. Talking right out loud to the sea and the moon.
Where shall wisdom be found? And where is the abode of understanding? God makes the weight for his winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure. They knew that I was to come. Isaiah and Esdras and Job and John the Divine, they knew that I was to come. And the Roman poet Seneca knew it too. Venient annis, secula seris, quibus oceanus vincula rerum laxit. The time will come, in a late century, when the sea will loose the knots of fate, and the earth will be opened up, and the rolled map unfurled, and a new sailor sail to uncover a new world. The time will come. The time has come already. There are strange things happening.
See that? Do we see it? Do we see it or don't we?
I see it all right. It's just... I don't believe it.
Hey, Carlos, come and look at this.
Look at what? What's wrong with you?
The needle, Carlos, the compass needle. The needle, the fly, the lily. Come and look at this here lunatic needle.
A needle, Francisco? What's wrong with her?
Witchcraft. That's what's wrong with her.
Have a look.
A moment, Carlos. Tell me, you know this magnetic needle. What way be she meant to point?
Why, we all know that. She points due north. She points to the Stella Maris.
Very well, Carlos. Come here and see.
Hombre de Dios.
Well, Carlos, what way be she pointing now?
Well, this is mad. She swung to the west. She's pointing well northwest. Northwest, a fourth of the wind.
A fourth of the wind, eh? Well, Carlos, what do we think of that?
It's somewhat no one's ever heard of. Us was wrong to come on this voyage.
Wrong? Us was signing our death warrant. Better have taken our 20 years in jail. The laws of man be one thing. The laws of nature be another.
way out here in this empty sea. The laws of nature don't work no more. Nature, for us newer, nature don't exist.
It's just the devil that rules out here.
I don't know about that. But we got a devil of our own right here on board. And it's him that gives us our orders.
He won't be giving us orders not much longer. Not if this here sort of thing goes on.
A sailor's life be a hard life. Father, this speaks all.
Nothing from day to day nor week to week, but steel band of horizon. Like a steel collar on your throat, making me feel I'm choking.
What does he care if you choke? A man like that who never sleeps a wink. A man like that who talks to himself.
It ain't as if he only talked to himself. I've watched him there in the night. He talk a spell, then he stop and listen. And what do he think he listened to?
Don't ask me. I never learned black magic.
No, but I tell you, I've seen it. There he stand listening and listening. What do he think he listened to?
You shall achieve what you have designed. You have designed.
The steed you are riding is doomed to a fall.
Beyond the horizon is something to find. Something to find.
Beyond the horizon is nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Your name is Christopher, bearer of Christ.
Bearer of Christ.
You are the dove that cannot get free. Cannot get free.
What you shall find is a world unpriced. A world unpriced.
What you are seeking is lost in the sea. Lost in the sea.
Forward and follow the star in your mind. Star in your mind.
Better turn back or worse will befall. Worse will befall.
Beyond the horizon is something to find. Something to find.
Beyond the horizon is nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. That is not true. For the last few days there have been signs. Floating grasses. A live crab, never found beyond 80 leagues of land. A whale. Whales are always near the land. A floating branch with berries, that means land too. And those white birds flying southwest, where could they be going if not to land? Land. Land. Land.
Land is ahead, so be not depressed. Be not depressed.
All is mirage. Disappointment is all. Disappointment is all.
Keep on your course. There is land in the west. Land in the west.
Better turn back or worse will befall. Worse will befall.
Better turn back. Turn back. Who dares tell me that? Man or more than man? Who dares use those words?
Turn back, Captain. Turn back.
What's that? Who said that?
Turn back, Captain. I said that. I am the spokesman of your crew. We have gone as long as we can. We cannot go on anymore.
Indeed, Senor. You say you speak for the crew. I do not believe you.
You don't believe me? Look out on the deck.
You're a mutineer. I'll put you in irons.
You can't put us all in irons. Look out on the deck, I tell you.
What are the fools doing? Why are they not at their posts? Hello there! Why are you not at your posts?
Because we want an answer!
Answer to what, you fools?
Will you turn back or won't you?
I see. I'll have a few words with this scum.
We want to go back!
Silence there! So you want to go back?
Sure.
You disappoint me, gentlemen. Don't you know our voyage is nearly done? We are within a few days' sail of land.
Who says so?
I say so, my friend. I have seen the signs.
I...
All last night I heard, and so did you. All last night we heard birds passing, flying west-southwest. That means land.
I don't believe it. Why should it mean land?
You fool, what else could it mean?
I'll tell you what it could mean. Back in the seas of Europe, birds are the sign of land. But away out here on the rimless hem of the world, things are different. Signs are no longer signs. And birds are no longer birds. How do we know these birds that pass in the night are not a trick of the devil to lead us onto one mirage of land after another?
Right.
Until our food is gone and our ship falls to pieces and we ourselves are madmen drowned in a mad sea.
Yeah. He's right, Captain, he's right. Yeah, he is. We got it while we can. It's time to turn back.
We want to go back. We want to go back.
Knucklehead trash, you're wasting your time. I am Christopher Columbus. I do not turn back.
Oh, yes, you will, if we say so.
You won't yield to reason, you yield to force.
He's right, Captain. You can't keep on if all your crew are against you.
I know that. Keep quiet.
Listen to me, senores. Today is October the 8th. It is my reckoning we shall strike land within 3 days.
Yeah.
Give me 5. If by then the land has failed us, then we shall reconsider what we must do. Only wait 5 days. I know it in my heart that land is over there. Señor Pinzon, captain of the Pinta, thinks so too. And he, as you know, is a master seaman. Well, señores, if he and I are right, all your troubles are over. What remains is glory. Glory, my friends, and gold.
Gold?
We have good reason to think that over there, there is gold in plenty, just beyond the horizon. The land out there, the land to which those white birds keep flying, is a land where gold flows in the streams, where gold drips from the trees, where gold litters the shores and lies pell-mell in the fields. Gold, senores, gold! 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 Gold!
Gold! Gold! Gold! Gold! Gold! Gold! Gold!
Give me 5 days more!
Gold! Gold! Gold!
Give me 5 days more!
Gold! 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 Gold!
Captain!
Yes!
We will go on.
Cold.
Cold. October the 11th. This day the painter picked up a reed and a stick and another stick carved, as it seemed, with iron tools and some grass which grows on land and a tablet of wood. The crew, on seeing these signs, breathed and felt great joy.
Hear what the painter found today?
Of course I heard. Things be looking up.
Captain's ordered a special watch. First the sights land, you'll get a rare reward.
What be time now?
Near 2 hours till midnight. Dark night, found it.
Shh, here come Captain.
All correct here. All correct, Captain. Either have you seen anything?
No, Captain. No, Captain, nothing.
Keep your eyes skinned.
What's that yonder?
What, Captain?
Oh, I can't see nothing.
That little light.
Light?
Light? You're blind, you fools. You're blind. Where's Pedro Gutierrez? He's got eyes.
I'll go fetch him, Captain.
Light. Of course it's a light. But it comes and goes like a taper of wax rising and falling.
Well, maybe it's just a star.
Star, you fool? Whoever saw a star moving from side to side, dipping and jerking? This is not an illusion. This is a sign of light. This is a sign of land.
There he be, Captain. Here's Gutierrez and Rodrigo Sanchez, too. Another fellow with gimlet eyes.
Come here, Gutierrez. And you too, Sanchez. Look over there where I point. What do you see, Gutierrez?
Where, Captain? I see nothing.
Look where I'm pointing, damn you. Don't you see a light?
Oh, it's gone out now.
Wait. Now keep your eyes over there.
Right, Captain. I'm waiting.
Now, do you see it?
No.
Oh, it's gone out again. Keep looking. Now.
Where?
Mother of God. Yes. Yes, I see it.
Yes, it's a light. A light.
You, Sanchez, do you see it?
Yes, I do.
Don't you see any light?
Nay, Captain, can't see nothing.
But you must. You must see it. You must.
Nay, Captain, I don't.
But you see it, don't you? Get here.
I see it, surely. My God, I see it.
Then it is land at last.
That's what he says.
Well, reckon he's right.
It's land. Well, Sanchez don't see it.
No, but Gutierrez do.
Well, we shall know at dawn.
Stand by for the dawn.
Like many before, a misty shape that is merely mist.
You have failed to find. You see what none has found before.
Look on the shore. What be they on the shore? What in God's name be they?
Yon be living men. Ask Gutierrez here. Hey, Gutierrez, you have eyes like a needle. Yon things moving on the island. Tell us if they be men.
Of course they're men. Wait, I'll describe them. They're moving down the bay from the green hill. A whole crowd of naked men and women. Bronze in color. Lithe as gazelles. They've feathers on their heads. They're jumping from rock to rock like goats. Here they come now, down to the frills of the surf. They're gathering there in their ranks. They're lifting their arms to the sky and bowing themselves to the sand. It looks as if they're singing or praying. I think they're singing or praying.
Martin Pinzon, Captain of the Pinta.
Aye, my Lord Admiral.
And you, Vicente Pinzon, Captain of the Nina.
Aye, my Lord Admiral.
And you, Rodrigo de Segovia, Inspector of the Fleet.
Aye, my Lord Admiral.
Good. Stand by and take note. In the name of the Holy Trinity, I hear upon this hitherto heathen land, in the year of our Lord, 1492, and the 12th day of October, erect the cross of Christ.
Pro-domino!
And in the name of their Catholic Majesties, I raise the banner of Castile. And I thus take over this island in the name of their Catholic Majesties. Señor de Escobedo, enter the same in your record.
I will, my Lord Admiral.
And I hereby name this island San Salvador. And I now instruct you all. You see this island. It is like the Garden of Eden. And you see its naked inhabitants who are like Adam and Eve, knowing not good or evil. Here they lie on their faces before us, groveling to us as gods. It is for us to teach them good. It is for us to save them from evil. Therefore, senores, in this new world, conduct yourselves as worthy sons of Spain and true servants of Christ.
We will, senor! We will! We will.
Señor de Escobedo.
Here, my Lord Admiral.
You are to keep full records of all my proceedings here. Leave no chink for the fingers of malice. I intend to explore this island and all the lands adjacent, discovering all they contain of interest or treasure, and making a report of the same for Her Majesty Queen Isabella.
Yes, my Lord Admiral.
This part of the world, as you can see, is rich. Blessed with the bounty of God in plants and precious stones, cinnamon, musk, and aloes, and who knows what. I also expect gold. You have seen the gold rings they wear in their noses. But more important than that, more important than this or the next door island, is the continent lying beyond us, the realm of the Great Khan. We are now on the fringe of Asia.
You think so, my Lord Admiral?
I know so. Why, if we are not near Asia, where in the round world are we?
I couldn't tell you. I've never been here. It only occurred to me that between Europe and Asia, there might be something else.
And so there is, senor. There is this island and many another like it. These are the islands which Marco Polo spoke of. One of them is Cipango.
I was not thinking of islands, or not at least of Marco Polo's island. I was thinking that maybe, my Lord Admiral, we may have struck a new mainland.
Señor de Escobedo, you are my notary. You are not a cosmographer. I tell you, senor, what we have done is to find the western passage to Asia. This island on which we stand is off the shore of Asia.
You know best, my Lord Admiral.
That being so, since we know where we stand, my plan of action is this. I shall remain here but a couple of months, exploring, collecting, recording. Then I shall sail for home with the news. News, senor. The word is too weak. What I shall tell them in Spain is more than news. It's a gospel. The epilogue to the previous history of man. The prelude to his future.
Yes, my Lord Admiral. So, shall we sail for home?
We shall, senor, in 2 or 3 months from now.
What are you doing there, fellow?
Eh?
What are you doing perched up there on that rock, straining your eyes on the sea? I've been watching you, my man. You've been stuck up there an hour.
Oh, I've been stuck up here for weeks.
What for, my man? What for?
I'm keeping a lookout.
A lookout?
Right. I come from Cordoba.
Cordoba? What's that got to do with it?
'Twas a lady in Cordover sent me here. She told me for to take a lookout.
Oh, stop talking like an idiot. What did this lady in Cordova send you here to look out for?
Why, for Senor Columbus.
Senor? Nonsense, idiot. You mean Columbus had sailed to the west last year?
Oi, that be the one.
You mean to say you're sitting here day after day, week after week, waiting for him? You're mad. As mad as Columbus himself.
Darn a bit, Trev. She had a dream.
A dream? She must have had several. You're saying your Columbus will never come back to Spain? We all knew that when he sailed.
No matter. I keep my lookout. The lady in Cordova pays me.
Oh, hope she pays you well. Columbus, you see, will never come back to Europe. Columbus will never come back. Not in a thousand years.
Heard the news?
What news, Vasco?
Columbus be back.
Who be back?
Yeah, Columbus. Christopher Columbus. He just put into port.
Heard the news, Brother Antonio?
What news, Father Prior?
Our friend Columbus is back. He's found his land in the west.
I always knew he would. Thank God.
Thank God.
Have you heard the news, Your Grace?
What news, Senor?
Christopher Columbus has arrived in Palos.
I do not believe it, Senor.
And what is more, he has found his land in the west.
I tell you, I do not believe it.
Doña Beatrice, Doña Beatrice.
Yes, what is it?
Have you heard the news?
Yes, Maria, I have. I heard it before anyone.
And what are you going to do?
Do, Maria? Nothing. If he comes through Cordova, perhaps I will watch from the window.
Heard the news, Marquesa.
What news, Your Majesty?
Columbus has come back.
Columbus has come back?
Yes, my friend. And he's found what we hoped he would. God is great.
And where is Columbus now?
In Seville, waiting instructions.
Then he will come to the court. He will come here to Barcelona.
Yes, he will come to Barcelona.
Here they come now! Here they come now! Leaving the gates of Seville en route for Barcelona. Well, have a good look, ladies and gentlemen. Never again will this city of Seville see such a wild to-do. Look at the shining soldiers bearing coppers of gold. Look at the tattered banners bleached with the brine. Look at the red savages crowned with feathers, gold rings in their noses, and popinjays on their shoulders. Look at the golden mask, the pearls, the mother of pearls. And look who comes here, the discoverer himself, the man who is now the talk of Europe, the very magnificent lord, admiral of the ocean sea, viceroy of the western world, with his pale face and his burning eyes, sitting his horse like a Roman emperor, or, it might be fitter to say, like the fifth horseman of the apocalypse of St. John.
From Seville over the Sierra, bound for the royal court, by a dusty road to the banks of the Guadalquivir, to a moorish city of winding streets and gardens, set among groves of olive and orange. Here we come in our admiral's train, bearing the wealth of the West and the jewels of the Indies. Here we come to Cordova, here, through Cordova we come, riding!
Doña Beatrice, did you see him?
Yes. but he didn't see me. He rode by in the way that he would, looking neither to right nor to left.
This is a day for him, a day of triumph.
A day, I would say, of miracle. But he will die unhappy.
From Cordoba we go on, from Cordoba to Montoro, from Montoro to Jaen huddled on wooded hills, from Jaen to Orihuela on the banks of the Segura, and thence to Alicante with its palm trees by the sea. And everywhere the crowds come out to meet us, and they throw flowers upon our heads, and we ride on with our Indians and our popinjays and gold. We ride on, ride on! And now we come to the great white fort of Valencia, with its multitude of roofs and its towering campanile. And the people of Valencia bring us flowers and bring us fruits, blow us kisses as we were lovers, and look up to us as gods. And we smile the smile of gods, and we ride on! And we come to Catalonia, to Roman Tarragona, with its dark, cobbled alleys clambering up the hill, and the smell of fish and wine, and the broken Roman arches that betoken so much glory of the heart, which is nothing to the glory that is ours, that surrounds us as we ride to the King and Queen of Spain, holding court in Barcelona! Holding court in Barcelona!
Señor Don Christopher Columbus, we Isabella, Queen of Castile and Aragon, do here before the assembled peers of our land welcome you back to Spain and give you our royal thanks for that against the odds you have done what you have done to the greater glory of God and the honor of Spain. Of your achievements we have already heard, and here we see their tangible evidence, the gold, the pearls, and these strange men. But we ask you now, Senor, out of your own mouth, here to address the crown and the peers of Spain, aye, and the whole of the serried Christian world, and tell us your own story and what it means.
Your Catholic Majesties, it is hard for me on such a day and before such an audience, feeling myself on a pinnacle high among clouds of dream, to find the words. It is hard to find the words for a theme that no man yet has phrased or painted. The passage where no passage lay, the world where no world was before. But this is what I have done. I took three ships and sailed them into the teeth of the West, into what seemed the certainty of death and against the veto of nature. Weeks went by and no land came. I might have well turned back, but I did not. I went on, and in the rightness of God's will, I found the second earthly paradise, and there I raised the cross of Christ and the banner of Castile. Your Majesties, look out yonder. Look out yonder along the line of my arm, across Tibidabo and the hills of Spain. 4,000 miles out there to the west lie uncharted lands. They are yours to chart. Uncounted treasure, yours for the taking. I and countless hordes of heathen men who are from now your subjects, unenlightened souls who wait the light. I, your Majesties, this new world that I have opened up through the will of God, only God can tell what is its total worth, and God alone knows what it will become, or what may be the blessings that late or soon may flow from thence to Europe, I, and to all mankind from this new world. This is my story, and this is what it means. Here and now, at your court in Barcelona, in the year of our Lord, 1493, before the throne of Spain, and in the eyes and ears of Europe, and before the crowded jury of posterity, I have brought you a new world. Hooray!
Oh!
That was Christopher Columbus by Louis McNeice, with music by William Walton. Alan Howard played Christopher Columbus, Hannah Gordon, Beatrice, and Elizabeth Bell, Queen Isabella of Spain. Robert Edison played Prior Juan Perez, and Michael Aldridge, Talavera. Jill Balkan and Brian Sanders were the voices of Faith and Doubt. Jose and Luis, Ronald Herdman. Alfredo and the Duke of Medina Sidonia, Timothy Bateson. Arthur and Hidalgo, Godfrey Kenton. Bartolome and the Onlooker, Mark Straker. Francisco, Eric Allen. Carlos and Sanchez, David Bannerman. Brother Pedro and the Observer, Richard Pierce. Brother Antonio and Martin Pinson, Brett Usher. Herald and spokesman of the procession, Michael Kilgariff. The Duke of Medina Sale and Escobedo, Fraser Carr. Mendoza and Diego de Deza, John Moffat. Marquesa de Moya, Elizabeth Mansfield. Maria, a waiting woman, Rebecca Jones. Town Crier, Nigel Carrington. And Gutierrez, Gary Todd. The guitarist was Colin Downs, and the soloists were Arthur Davis, Sarah Connolly, and Jeffrey Davidson, with the BBC Singers and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Simon Jolly. The music balance was by Martin Page, and technical presentation was by Carol McShane, Ian Harker, and Ian Pratt. The music producer was John Evans. Christopher Columbus was directed by Ian Cottrell, and that production was first broadcast in January this year.